95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Morning Hog, happy hour now. Josh and Amelia are back from SR Parade. That makes us happy.
Yeah.
Welcome back, pals. Good to see you guys again. In the thick of the holiday season, and we are about to get thick into beers. Get it? I don't know if these are thick or not. You can tell me.
There's some thick poison.
Yeah? Really? Well, we'll take it. The tail end. So where do we start today? What do we kick off things with?
Yeah, we got some really cool winter seasonals, I guess you could say. We're going to start off with our friends over at Big Storm.
Okay.
Out there in Tampa area.
All right.
They actually have a tap room over in Orlando now at the Magic Stadium.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The guy, that new black man, we got to go to a game, yeah. Steve.
We'll have to get with Tracy.
I'm actually going in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
I'm going on the 13th. It's a Wednesday. Here's the Hawks at the Magic.
So are we going?
Here's what you're drinking.
I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't give me a ticket yet. Yeah. He's still working on it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Maybe he's already pouring. I like this. Ooh, quick service. Nice.
Thank goodness.
I am ready for one, you guys. It's been a long event season.
It's been a while, huh?
We're about to get a big storm of something here.
What so this we, is their Dunder and Blixem. I think,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken, that means thunder and lightning. I might be wrong.
I'm going to take it.
Donner and Blitzen?
No.
Dunder and Blitzen.
Right? Is that like a reindeer reference?
Sorry, well, it
right?
is a reindeer reference.
He's not paying attention. Season.
Yeah. Okay.
He's making things
up. I think so.
This is I thoroughly enjoy this beer. Now, this is this is a seasonal for them, right?
Correct. So this is their winter ale, brewed with a little bit of orange peel and cinnamon. 8.8%.
Oh!
Most of these winter seasonals are going to be up there because you want to kind of warm the soul a little bit, right?
Okay. Yeah. But this definitely doesn't drink like an 8%+.
No, right.
I don't think. You know, it doesn't have that alcohol burn, I don't feel.
I like that spice.
I like the spice.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, is this an IPA?
It's just a winter ale.
So spicy.
Okay, because it sort of has an IPA taste, a little bit.
So you get a little bit of bitterness on the back end.
Right.
Just so you know, it's still a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to know that.
So it says it's a spiced ale. And it also says that over 180 years ago, the reindeer you know as Donner and Blitzen were originally named Dunder and Blixem with an M.
Right.
Which translates in Dutch to thunder and lightning.
There you go.
See, we're both right.
Look at that.
We're our own personal Googles.
I love that. This is great. I mean, this is like we back each other up on these things. And then the can backs us up.
So these historic reindeer are the inspiration for our traditionally brewed spiced ale. Great for sipping during the holidays and beyond.
And beyond.
I love that a lot. Yeah, you guys got echo on your mics? How'd you get that?
Everything's so loud today.
I don't
today.
Have echo. Now, what? So when you get into the, and these are the 16.
This is really good.
This is the one way to get these, right? The 16-ounce cans.
Wow. So we have it out in draft out there.
What?
So keep your eyes peeled. Check out the website.
You go to srprod.com/beerfinder and track it down. But
those 4-pack 16-ounce are going to be what's out there in package.
Oh, I'm digging this.
Total
for
Wine
sure.
ABCs, for Local sure. Independence.
I wonder if we kind of slide over to one of those accounts, stir up some trouble, right, Steve? You and me get a little holiday
meal. It's the season, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And I've already put some bows on beers to give to other people. I drank them because I was thirsty, so I'm going to get more.
Did you trademark that?
Did you put bows on beers?
Yeah.
Bows on beers.
Bows on beers. Look at that. Write it down.
And then if you get angry, it can also be bows on beers.
Yes, it could be get out of my way.
Because
that was me a couple weeks ago at the Hops and Hoods Beer Fest. Yeah. Steve and I were throwing elbows just to get in there and get some more beers.
Hey, if y'all didn't make it out to that, you missed a really good time.
That was
so much
fun. By the way, thank you. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank the two of you, and thanks to SR Prop for putting on one of the best beer events I've ever been to. Maybe the best
one.
Aw, you no guys. Trouble.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. It really was. It was well run. It wasn't too crowded. It wasn't, I mean, there were a lot of people there, but it was spaced well.
Hey, you know, I get paid in kindness, gratitude, appreciation. This means a lot to me. I finally got my bonus.
Absolutely.
Your heart bonus.
Yes.
Your heart bonus.
Yeah, because Steve was going to get you like some chocolates. And again, he got hungry. He ate them. But the point was that he bought them for you to thank you for that.
See, it's a thought that counts.
Of course.
Everybody knows
literally
that.
Literally, the thought is the only thing that's going to count now.
Right.
And it's an empty box in the break room trash. But I love that. So Big Storm. So, and that, I would assume, is on tap at the Amway Center, yeah?
I would hope so.
Yeah, with the Big Storm buddy, you better go there and demand it.
Yeah, Big Storm does some cool stuff with their tap rooms. They're all kind of different as far as one's like a sour, heavy place. The other one's for their barrel age program. And I'm not sure quite what they got going on in Orlando quite yet until I go there with Steve.
Steve puts us in his trunk to take us to the Hawks game. I call it the Hawks game, not the Magic game.
Definitely not the Seahawks.
Yeah, they haven't won a
That's a good idea. I got a lot of room in
there. So I'm not going to bring up our negative sports things now. Oh,
all right.
Wait, who's that?
There's more beer. Look at that. There's more beer. What do we go to next?
J-Dubs Season's Greetings.
No, so we have not what had a kind J-Dubs of beer is that?
So well, it's kind of
ale?
A play on their Bell Cow, which is their milk chocolate porter.
Okay.
This is a milk chocolate porter with peppermint.
Oh my gosh. Look at that pour.
Yeah.
Look at the thick, rich, dark.
I have kind of like this. A York peppermint really? Patty in a can.
This is a first timer for all of us. Okay.
Then.
All
I have not tried this yet, so I'm pretty excited.
The last Bell's thing I got, or J-Dubs thing I got into, was the berry thing.
The blueberry,
right?
IPA, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm hoarding one of those in the fridge still, but I'll bump it right after this thing.
It smells like a York peppermint patty. I mean, smell that.
Mm.
Oh, man. That peppermint pops, baby.
So the exhale tastes like an Andes or a York peppermint.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. It's not overbearing. It's not like you just brushed your teeth with chocolate.
But if you put one of these 16ers down, you got fresh breath instantly, right? And that's like, you get like a little cling, you get a little spark coming off your tooth because your breath is so fresh.
Yeah, I think the family would think you're just down in mouth.
Look how beautiful that can is. Look at that. Look at that dude right here.
Check out Santa.
I'm sitting down.
I mean, Santa's like, yo, what's up? What do you want for Christmas? I don't care what it is. You're getting this.
I think that's actually one of the brewers on there.
Yeah?
Josh,
that's the owner, actually.
The owner.
Yep.
Are those his reindeer, too? Because those are good-looking deer.
Put his face on the can.
You see that.
He's in Santa's flesh.
We rarely reindeer. Pass the can around. Yeah. This is a very exciting moment in the brewery.
It's a fun-looking can. It's got the reindeer and everything.
Wow. He's got, like, a cow onesie.
Done very well. Medium. I taste the peppermint most when I play around with the liquid a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah.
My tongue, swirl it around.
Swash it around. You know what I call it? Tooth bath.
Tooth bath.
Yeah, you can use that, too, if you want to take that over to Perot.
Yeah, tooth bath.
Yeah. Bows on beers and tooth bath.
I'm not trying to lose my job. Just
What time's your meeting? I'll come by.
We'll
swing over there.
Does the can happen to have the ABV on there?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would assume that's
got
a little kick.
It's a 5.6%.
All right. Not too bad.
You can run that 16 ounce.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
No problem.
Yeah.
Also on draft in select area.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. SRPerot.com/beerfinder to find more that you want to pour in ours. We'll do that right after the break. Josh and Amelia, SRPerot. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.